Edge Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, everybody, to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Catsey. I'm missing another one. Squamish, Coquitlam, Catsey, Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. There we go. Yes. Okay, today we have a special guest, Mr. Kamal Sharma. Please say hello.
Hello.
And introduce yourself to the world.
Well, I am Kamal Sharma, and I have been, what shall I say, in the entertainment industry for a long time. I mean, to be honest, more than 40 years. Have been enjoying and still going strong.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are here. And I want you to take us back to where you were born. Where were you born?
I was born in Karnal, which is a beautiful town in Haryana, now in the state of Haryana. But in those days when I was born, that was way back in 1958, it was part of Punjab. And I was born, but then I immediately moved to Delhi, which is that is where we are from. And within a few years, I was in Madrid, Spain, and did my early schooling there, went back to India, and then finished my schooling and college graduation, and then came to Canada.
Exactly. Okay, and when you were young, you picked a song for us that was popular when you were growing up. Tell me about this song.
So the very first movie which I saw, that was in 1964, mm-hmm. It was called The Fairboy de Lyon. It was in Madrid, Spain. We did not know a single word of Hindi at that time because we were fluent in Spanish since we were there for quite some time. But when we moved to India, we started taking classes in Hindi and English. And the first movie which I remember, I saw that was in 1968, which this was in theater, and the movie called Padosan. And beautiful songs, and it's still considered a comedy classic. But one particular song I still love, and whenever I get a chance, I listen to it. And if you could play that, that would be wonderful. It is called Mere Samne Wali Khidki Mein.
Are hai la 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 la. खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है, मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है। अफसोस ये है कि वो हमसे कुछ उखड़ा उखड़ा रहता है, मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है। जिस रोज से देखा है उसको हम शमा जलाना भूल गए किस रोज से देखा है उसको हम शमा जलाना भूल गए दिल थाम के ऐसे बैठे हैं कहीं आना जाना भूल गए अब आठ पहर इन आंखों में वो चंचल मुखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है बरसात भी आकर चली गई बादल भी गरज कर बरस गए बरसात भी आकर चली गई बादल भी गरज कर बरस गए पर उसकी एक झलक को हम है हुस्न के मालिक तरस गए कब प्यास बुझेगी आंखों की दिन रात ये दुखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है अफसोस ये है कि वो हमसे कुछ उखड़ा उखड़ा रहता है मेरे सामने वाली खिड़की में एक चांद का टुकड़ा रहता है
Hey, all right, and we're back. Okay, so I guess you loved watching movies, right, from the get-go?
Yes, whenever I had a chance, I watched the movies, and I loved those. And like I said, the first experience was way back in Madrid, Spain, and I still remember laughing out loud at one of the scenes, which was when one of the comedians sat on the cake, and we thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And years later, I interviewed the same fellow, and I mentioned about that, you know, and he said, well, keep laughing and keep enjoying life, you know, and I said, sure. So that was first experience. So after that, I saw many movies. But then in 1978, we moved to Vancouver, and then the journey started here.
Yes.
And the first movie I saw in 1979 was an old classic, which I had missed seeing in India. I had heard so much about it, and why not? You know, it's still considered a classic. It was released way back in 1960. Had some of the finest artists, Prithviraj Kapoor, Dilip Kumar, Madhubala, Ajit, and so on. And it was made by K. Asif. So when I found out that the movie is playing at Haida, that is the theater was called at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Kingsway. I went there. The ticket was $1.50. I still remember, yes. And I saw the movie. However, I was quite disappointed because it was quite chopped off, you know. I mean, there were lots of cuts and all that, which I did mention it to the owners,
yes.
Who later on said, you know, well, anytime you feel like, you know, you can come back and see another movie instead. I said, well, that's okay. But that was the movie. And what a coincidence that the same movie, when released in 1960 was a huge hit, and then they re-released the movie by coloring it, because that movie originally was in black and white. With a few technicolor scenes, and then afterwards in 2006 or 2007 they digitally remastered the whole film in technicolor and released it, and that is when I saw the premiere, and I was so impressed. And now guess what? Years after, the Mughal-e-Azam, the musical, is coming, and I'm presenting it in Vancouver.
I'm so excited. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, and this is one of the songs
From the original movie Mughal-e-Azam, which people could see at the Mughal-e-Azam, the musical also, which is going to be here at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on August 4th, 5th, and 6th, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So people who have never seen a musical from India, they have the golden chance to see it being performed right here, more than 150 artists on the stage.
Wow.
So you can imagine it's going to be a spectacle. And of course, Queenie is notoriously popular for showing the Broadway musical. So this is going to be the first Bollywood musical over there on 4th, 5th, and 6th of August.
Amazing.
एक बार मोहब्बत
Amazing video, and I can't believe it's going to be in the theater in Vancouver.
Exactly. I mean, wow. So musical Mughal-e-Azam, first time ever in Vancouver, and we are quite lucky, Linda, because in all of Canada, only two cities are hosting it, Toronto and Vancouver. Wow. So for all Western Canadians who are listening to this program, please make sure to get your tickets. You can go on vtexonline.com, or of course they can call me at 604-833-1977. And for more information, they can always log into KVP Entertainers Facebook page, Instagram page, and KVP Heritage.
That's right. And because Kamal is the president. We have the president here in my studio. Yes, and I really like your photo, that because you looked very presidential.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, so I'm curious to know, do you play any instruments yourself?
I like listening to.
Yes, yes.
But when I was at school, I used to be the lead singer of my school.
Awesome.
So I used to lead the assemblies, would be singing songs for the visiting guests. So it was quite something. But later on, of course, you know, when I got more into sports and other activities, and singing has been always a huge, huge attraction for me and a part of my life. And this is why I have very close attachment to the singers. I have always encouraged them, whether they are local or international or whatever. And I, in fact, love hosting them as well. Mm-hmm. And this is what KVP Entertainers and KVP Heritage has been doing, bringing quality artists, whether they are singers of Hindustani music or Carnatic music from India, Pakistan, and other places. And yeah, it's been an incredible journey so far.
Fantastic. So when you started here in Vancouver, you owned a little video store. Tell me about where that was located.
So this video store I had was at Victoria Drive, 35th and Victoria Drive. Mm. And when I took over, I still remember it used to be a grocery store. Uh-huh. And I still remember me and my wife, and we were cleaning it up, we found newspapers of 1940s.
Oh, okay.
So we saw some papers of the war, Second World War, and all those, the internment and all those things, you know. So it was incredible. However, when we started as a video store, it became, I shall say, the mecca of all people who love movies. I mean, soon not only people started coming from all over, even the artists started coming from all over, and it became one place where they would love to come. It was quite a common sight to see Bollywood film stars or classical Indian artist coming in, roaming around inside and looking at either the cassettes or CDs or movies. So, yes, I have had incredible range of artists starting from Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. He only went to one video store, and that luckily was mine. Om Puri, when he first came to Vancouver, he was roaming around at my store, and then he stumbled upon one movie and he said, "That is surprising because this movie I have acted, but is not available in India, and you have it here in Vancouver." And I said, "Well, that's what Vancouver is for." I saw Akshay Kumar roaming around, and so many other artists. So it was incredible.
Awesome! And then you were telling me that there was a lineup for Bali Sagu.
Was that
at your store?
It was at my store. So, like I said, you know, a lot of artists, they would come in, and they would love to either meet people, their fans. So we had this Fan Appreciation Day, and he released his second album called Wham Bam 2, just very similar to your program.
My show, I know. His song's called Wham Bam.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So Bali Sagu was there, and we had the autograph signing ceremony going on, you know, so he had released the cassette, and there were lineups, you know, which were about 1.5 to 2 mile long. And that is when Vancouver Police Constable came by and he said, "Is everything okay?" And I said, "Yes, everything is fine. We're just having an autograph session." And he laughed about, you know, and he also took his, he happened to be a South Asian Vancouver Police Constable. So, so we have had wonderful artists, not only in Vancouver, but also at my Surrey store. It's amazing.
And we're going to play some Wham Bam right here. Bali Sagu. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Dancing. Check this out.
You like that?
Kick some ass.
Thank you.
That was Bali Sagu with Wham Bam. What?
Elena, I want to tell you and yes. also your audiences that he is the original pioneer of the Bhangra mixing. He's the one who started the trend, and of course, later on, it became so huge that almost everyone wanted to work with him, including the Big B. And when I say Big B, that is Amitabh Bachchan, the Shahnshah, the emperor of Indian films. And he also did one wonderful album with Bali Sagu, which whenever it plays, people are amazed. And especially the picturization of the videos was just incredible. So if you have Big B or AB Baby, that's what it was called, that would be really good to play on this program as well.
Right here on CJSF, AB Baby, yo.
Oh,